Hello, Jim Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest is a Jewish mega millionaire that got so upset when he would see healing evangelists and miracles. And God surprised him. God overpowered him. And today, he walks in more miracles, and he will talk anyone, convince anyone that it's not fake. He gets doctors to verify his miracles. He doesn't believe in exaggeration. So skeptics, come on.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, David, looking back, you really were sabotaged. You really had no chance in life. I mean, your Russian Jewish father walks
going?
Out. When you're, 1 year of age,
yes.
And he was addicted to gambling, and then your mother remarries to a pastor,
yeah.
And the pastor gets drunk on a Saturday night and preaches on Sunday and slaps you around. You should have hated all religion. That's what you were being set up for, I believe.
Yes. Actually, the enemy was on me before I knew there was an enemy. And from the beginning of my life, it was set up to destroy what now I know that God was going to do in my life. But the plans of God can never be defeated. So here I am today. And what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. The very curses that the enemy thought he was putting on me, God used it, Romans 8:28, for my blessing. Because I hated phoniness and hypocrisy, and I couldn't stand it. That became my greatest blessing, coming into a miracle ministry where I won't exaggerate and I don't have phoniness in my life.
Okay, so 14 years after you get born from above, you had a revelation from God, and you start a Bible study in this mega-million-dollar business that you have, and your wife then says, you should have him counsel you.
Yeah.
On some of, I mean, you went through a lot of stuff,
and you
needed probably a lot of counsel, especially because of the interpersonal relationships that were so wounded throughout your life. And so you make a meeting, appointment with this pastor that's running the Bible study in your business, and what happened?
Yes. And by the way, my wife said to me, she said, go see that pastor. He can break that off your life. And I'm thinking, what is it, an icicle or a barnacle? He's going to break it off my life. What is that? And but it took me about 3 months before I'd go see him.
And by the way, how skeptical were you of miracles?
Because of the phoniness and the things that I had seen and people that said things in the name of Jesus or God, I didn't want to hear anything anyone had to say because all I had known was phoniness. So I was very, very skeptical about other things that were not real. I was like Thomas. I had to see it and know it. Otherwise, I couldn't believe it.
Even though it was in the Bible, you still had to see it and know it.
Absolutely. There was no way, because I believe Jesus was right. The people representing him, I don't think were so right.
Okay. So what happened when you got together with this pastor?
So I go to meet with this pastor. I'm thinking it's another counseling session, and I always have all the right things to say. If you're happy with your life today, you got to be happy with everything that happened to you to make you this way. I knew all the right things and felt I was doing fine, but I told my wife, I said, I think God wants to do something in my life and something's holding me back. I think it's my past. So what happens is I go see this pastor. I'm thinking it'll be a counseling session. He doesn't let me speak a word. He opens up the Bible. He shows me all the verses for 2 hours for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and tells me all these things.
Suddenly a sound like that of a violent rushing wind.
And afterwards he says, what do you think?
What do you think?
I'm all worn out. I'm exhausted.
I said, I think you wore me out. I'm exhausted. He goes, no, what do you think? I said, I always have two prayers.
One is
Jesus, I want to know you better. And the other is, I always said, Jesus, I want all that you have for me. He goes, that's good enough for me. Stand up, hold up your hands, and I'm going to pray for you.
Had you ever held up your hands like King David said, I lift holy hands to God?
No, never.
Okay.
I came from a very conservative background. So anyway, what happens is this pastor, I stand up, hold up my hands, he prays for me. At first, he starts praying things he knew about my life no one could have ever told him or he didn't know. I didn't know at the time, but it's called a word of knowledge. So then, as he's praying, this power of God goes right through me. I didn't know what it was, but I'll give you the example. When I lived in Buffalo growing up, it was cold. If you go into a restaurant and they opened the door in the winter, a draft would blow through your jacket, and it would feel cold. Well, this was the same thing. It was like a draft that blew through me, except it was on the inside of my body. So I feel this, and I'm saying, what is that? As I'm thinking about this draft, all of a sudden this pastor says to me, what do you know about healing? I said, I know it happens in the Bible. He goes, no, it happens today. I literally said, no disrespect, Pastor. I'll believe it when I see it. He goes, you won't see it. You'll do it. I said, why don't I just see it first, and then we'll talk about doing. That was the end. But I want to tell you, this is how skeptical. And he prayed for me. It was amazing. I went home that night. I thought, this pastor tricked me. He had me hold my hands up so long that my body went numb, and that's why I had that
feeling.
But you
felt something.
But it was the devil telling me, no way.
You know, that devil is diabolical.
You know, he is. And I didn't know that at the time, which made it worse. So many people, I was like them. When people talked about the devil, I said, you know, if people would pull themselves up by their bootstraps and stop blaming the devil, they'd be just fine. I didn't believe that stuff. And the funny thing is, I still tell people today, that's still partially true. Sometimes people are so busy messing up their own lives, it's not the devil. But the truth is, I fight the enemy all the time, and we'll get to that, I'm sure.
Okay, but what I'm interested in right now is something happened with all that garbage over all those years, all the hurts and wounding.
Let me tell you, because this is key. So the first miracle was actually a healing of my past. I had so many stories. My daughter at 6 years old could tell you everything that happened to me. I would tell the story every night. My wife would tell you she was so sick. If we went to a restaurant, a waiter offered fish, I wouldn't just say no thank you. I'd say my grandmother shoved fish down my throat all my life and made me sit there while it was cold for 10 hours. She died and I won't forget it. I had such an issue from my past. Here's what happened. The minute he prayed, literally, half of the stories from my past, I couldn't even remember. They were erased. The other half, it was as if, I'll give you the example. If you were in Vietnam watching your friends getting shot and the trenches versus if you were at home, you didn't know anyone over there and you were reading about it in the newspaper, you have all the facts, but there's no emotion. From that day till now, my past has never come up again.
But beyond that, he got a gift, a supernatural gift of healing. The whole thing that he thought was phony baloney, he now has. He gets healed 2 times himself, and then he heals a prominent NFL football player. And I want you to share, and this is so important, the most important secret that you have learned to walk in everything the Bible says you can walk in. Every promise is yours. Yours. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural of God knows no bounds. And now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace. ISN. The It's Supernatural online network is now available for your mobile devices and smart TVs with this free ISN app.
People are astounded at the miracles they've seen others receive on our TV programs. Now, viewers are experiencing that same touch of God, and you can too.
ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs. Access our life-changing specials led by top world-class teachers, or choose from dozens of powerful episodes of It's Supernatural. Just go to your app store and download it for free.
Television schedules were fine for my parents' generation, but with the ISN app, I can watch what I want on my schedule.
get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
David, you have seen so many miracles. Actually, you're moving into creative miracles. You were in India. Tell me, let's pull one woman out of those tens of thousands of crowds out there begging to know Jesus. Tell me about one woman.
This was early on, so it was a very special miracle to me. The woman was brought up to me. She was deaf and dumb. Her tongue is hanging out like a rabid dog. She has Down syndrome. So as you know, like her head is swollen, it's on her shoulders, bigger than normal. I lay my hand and I start praying. As I prayed, she starts shaking violently. Her tongue goes back in her mouth. Literally, her head shrinks before my eyes. And literally, I'm holding my head saying, oh, my Lord, me, the great, you know, evangelist, in shock myself. Literally, her tongue goes back in her mouth, her head shrinks to normal size, and she just starts speaking completely normal.
That has to be, if that was all you ever saw, it would have been, as we say, a Passover, it would have been enough.
But I see cancers. There was a baby, let me tell you. A woman comes up to me in line. I'm in a meeting in Phoenix, Arizona. She holds out a blue blanket. She says, my daughter's two. She has leukemia. I wanted to bring her tonight. She's in the hospital. She's about to die. They wouldn't let her come. And I have the fear of God, so I don't just say this, but I said, I prayed for the over the blanket, and I said, your daughter is healed right now in the name of Jesus. That was the end of that. I have lunch with the pastor 4 days later. He goes, you don't even know what happened Sunday. When you prayed, she went to the hospital. They were so freaked out. The cancer was gone. The leukemia was gone. They didn't know what to do, so they sent her home with the child, brought her back for testing. Not only was the leukemia gone, she had records this thick, and they said there was no sign the child ever even had leukemia.
I want you to pray for miracles right now, because there is such a presence of God in this studio that I believe what Jesus said is going to happen in your life. All things are possible.
Right now, child of God, one of the works he does through me, he heals people right through the TV. You believe it right now. Close your eyes. Open your heart. Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Israel. Oh, God, you are Jehovah. You are Jesus. You are Holy Spirit God. Right now, we come before your throne of grace and mercy. You are the healer, Jehovah Rapha, Exodus 15:26. In the name of Jesus, I break every generational curse off their lives. I bind, rebuke, and destroy the work of the enemy in the name of Jesus right now. Holy Spirit anointing fall upon them right now. Resurrection power in the fire of God right now. I break every demonic curse, all the spirits of infirmity, medium and familiar spirits, unclean spirits right now be broken off of your life. I heal you right now. Migraine spirits come out, deaf and dumb, mute spirits, blindness spirits right now, body pains, weaknesses in the name of Jesus. I heal right now every part of your body, heart, diabetes, cancers. I curse the tumors to the bitter root. I say, rise up, child of God. What you couldn't do, by faith, start to do it. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. It means do what you couldn't do. Make one step towards him. He's going to join you now. Right now, power of God, emergency, peculiar anointing, fire anointing of God. Flow right now, right through that television. How you, the centurion said, Jesus, send your word. Psalm 107:20, it says he will send his word and heal you. We are speaking the word. As we lift up Jesus and speak the word, Holy Spirit comes. The anointing breaks the yoke. Isaiah 10:27. Right now, over your life, I call health and healing per Jeremiah 33, verse 6. I set you free. He who the Son sets free, John 8:32, is free indeed. Right now, power of God, rivers of living water flow unto you right now. In the name of Jesus, I heal you. I break the chains. I set you free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
How would you like to take some? I want, like David Turner, home and just charge your battery. That's why this brand new book of yours is so sensational. Amen. Because we're going to get so many reports of miracles that have just happened. But the Holy Spirit just preempted our show. We didn't cover even what I said I was going to cover. But when we come back, I can't promise what we're going to cover because I'd rather yield to the Spirit. Amen. How about you? We'll be right back.
Amen. We'll be right back.
right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get David Turner's powerful book, Seeds of Faith, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Walking in the Miraculous. Exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9519. David Turner's powerful book, Seeds of Faith, was downloaded to him by revelation of the Holy Spirit. It contains 22 powerful life lessons that will help propel you into a life of favor, supernatural abundance, and the miraculous. Through this book, you will travel with David on a journey through the landscape of the miraculous. Receive supernatural faith as you read his personal experiences with Jesus. Realize that you too can have a life marked by an amazing supernatural relationship with God. Receive a transformation concerning your thoughts and heart about the reality and accessibility of miracles. Begin receiving your healing, your miracle, and your breakthrough in a tangible way like never before. Through David's powerful three-part audio CD teaching, Walking in the Miraculous, you will learn how to receive and keep your healing, discover how to pray effectively for others to be healed, find out how to experience and be influenced moment by moment by the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life like never before. Included in this CD teaching series are David's prayers of impartation for you to begin walking in the supernatural power of God moment by moment every day.
Every believer, first when I show them the miracles, then I come back and teach them, this is your life. You don't need to call David Turner every time you need a healing. You call on Jesus and I show you how.
I believe that when you read the book, Seeds of Faith, and the exclusive 3-CD set, Walking in the Miraculous, David's not holding anything back. He wants you to do better than him. Anything he can do, you not only must do, you will do.
Don't miss out on getting David Turner's powerful book, Seeds of Faith, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Walking in the Miraculous, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9519. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9519 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, David, we never got to the greatest secret to seeing miracles.
Yes.
What do you consider that?
The greatest secret, the Lord told me, is abiding in Him. You see, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and again, I only say He spoke to me when I actually heard Him. And I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and He said to me, David, you can't do anything for me. All you can do is abide in me, and my Spirit will glorify my name through you. So you see, when we abide in His presence, when we speak the Word, lift up Jesus, speak the pure Word of God, He sends His Word, then the Holy Spirit comes. When the Holy Spirit comes, the anointing breaks the yoke. Isaiah 10:27. That's why it says 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So that's the secret. The secret is, it's what happens in my prayer closet. I am binding. Matthew 16:19, it says, what's bound on earth is bound in heaven. He's given us the keys to the kingdom. I always say, my son, if I said, I'll give you the keys to the car, he hears what I say next. We have to hear that. I bind every day. Spirit of infirmity, deaf and dumb spirits, every single spirit, 300 names of the enemy every day. And then when that enemy, when I come in front of someone, I come near them, they just start to shake. The devils in them come out because it's demonic spirits. And you see, the devil is saying, I know Jesus, I know Paul, I know David Turner.
Is that what happened to you that many years ago when this pastor, you went for a counseling session, you probably should have been in certain areas of life. In some areas of life, you were A+. You were very successful, etc. But some of your areas, the inner relationship type areas, that would have been a lifetime of counseling.
Yes.
And it just happened instantly?
Well, you know, and let me tell you this. The Bible says, 1 Samuel 16:7, man looks at the outside, God looks at the heart. He knows our condition. We all walk around and we're successful. We wear nice suits, clothes, drive a nice car. But inside, so many people, everywhere I go, they are brokenhearted and they are wounded and they are in pain and there's so many demonic spirits. The Bible says, 3 John 2, beloved, you will prosper in all matters as your soul prospers. So when we're prayed for, just like I was prayed for, Jesus will come and bind the wounds, Psalm 147, verse 3, of the brokenhearted. He will heal us. And when our heart is broken, when that depression, anxiety, fear is broken all of our off of our lives, then automatically the physical healing is very easy. We can walk in freedom.
Because that is really a big blockage to most people getting their physical healing.
The reason they don't see the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is not just some eternal life place. The kingdom of God is love, joy, peace, and righteousness. How can you have joy, peace, and righteousness when people have told you you'll be nothing, you're defeated, you've been abused, and you're carrying that? You feel guilt, you feel shame, but Jesus doesn't want us to carry that. Those healings are actually more important than the physical, because the moment they happen, automatically we're set free in the natural.
When you and God are alone, what happens? You use a term, abiding. What does that mean to you experientially?
You know, literally, I would start out praying. I started 2 hours a day when I saw the miracles of Jesus. Before that, it wasn't 5 minutes a day. When I saw the miracles of Jesus, I would sit 2 hours in his presence, not praying, asking for things. I teach people how to pray, how to worship, how to glorify, how to everything except just, God, I need this. That's why people only pray for 1 minute. They can't think of what else they need. It's worship. When I sit in his presence and I worship and I glorify his name and lift up his name, what happens is literally the Bible says, it says that at the name of Jesus, devils will run away. At the name of Jesus. So lifting up his name alone. If you don't know what to pray, I say that 100 times. And what happens is, all of a sudden one day I felt like a butterfly inside, like a twinge. I didn't know what it was. It was the Holy Spirit. And it would grow and grow and grow to where it would go for 20, 30 minutes. I would break my prayer because I couldn't take the energy, if you will, that was within me just going up and down my body.
Everything that he is saying is available to you.
Everyone. They just do that, and here's what happens. Do you know, I got to a point where all I have to do is shut my eyes, raise my hand, and just say, Lord Jesus. As soon as I say that, my hand triples in weight. It feels like it's throbbing, like you put your hand on a stove.
I want you to pray a release of the emotional baggage you have carried that's not just stopped you from your healing. No, that's minor. It stops you from your destiny.
Yes.
Pray right now.
We're going to pray right now. Close your eyes once again. Oh, Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory. Oh, lift up your heads, children of God. Oh, ye gates, be lifted up. Oh, ancient doors, for the King of glory is coming in right now. His name is Jesus. And he said, call upon my name and I'll say, lo, I am here. Isaiah 58, verse 9, child of God. He said, Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call upon my name. Psalm 50, verse 15, in your times of trouble, call upon him. Isaiah 63, verse 9, he said, in all your afflictions, he is afflicted. Isaiah 25 verse 8, he said, I came to wipe away the tears from the face of my people. Right now, child of God, he's wiping your tears. He's letting you know he sees you. He is El Roy. Genesis 16, 13, the God who sees, and he's seeing you right now. His hand of anointing is on you. He's touching your heart. He's healing. Isaiah 58 verse 12, it says he is the restorer and the repairer of the breach. He's healing, the restoring, the repairing the breach in your heart. Right now, all the depression, the anxiety, the fear, right now, I cast it out per Luke 11, 20, by the finger of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I release you. I break the chains that have been holding you, all the childhood wounds. I pull out the arrows of the enemy right now, in the name of Jesus. May the joy of the Lord come upon you. He's going to turn your mourning into dancing. Right now, the tears may last for a night, but joy comes this morning, in the name of Jesus. Not the morning a.m., but the morning when we wake up to the knowledge of who he is at the next level. Your lamentation and your mourning and crying is going to turn to dancing. Today, child of God, in the name of Jesus, right now, join your spirit with the spirit of the Lord, per 1 Corinthians 6, 17. I heal you. I bless you. Right now, the joy of the Lord, joy of the Lord, be your strength, per Nehemiah 8, 10. In the name of Jesus, I release the blessing. Amen. Amen.
And
amen.
You know what amen means? It means so be it.
So be it.
It is finished.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
If anyone understands the power of seeds, it is David Turner. He had a business that was earning $120 million a year selling seeds. When David Turner began reading the Bible, he realized it had a lot to do with planting and harvest. What he learned was not only how to harvest physical seeds resulting from his multi-million dollar business, but how to bring about a supernatural harvest as the result of planting God's supernatural seeds from heaven. Now, David Turner wants to impart what he has been given so you can begin to experience experience what Jesus promised. I came to give you life, life more abundantly. Call now and get David Turner's powerful book, Seeds of Faith, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Walking in the Miraculous. Exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9519. David Turner's powerful book, Seeds of Faith, was downloaded to him by revelation of the Holy Spirit. It contains 22 powerful life lessons that will help propel you into a life of favor, supernatural abundance, and the miraculous. Through this book, you will travel with David on a journey through the landscape of the miraculous. Receive supernatural faith as you read his personal experiences with Jesus. Realize that you too can have a life marked by an amazing supernatural relationship with God. Receive a transformation concerning your thoughts and heart about the reality and accessibility of miracles. Begin receiving your healing, your miracle, and your breakthrough in a tangible way like never before. Through David's powerful three-part audio CD teaching, Walking in the Miraculous, you will learn how to receive and keep your healing, discover how to pray effectively for others to be healed, find out how to experience and be influenced moment by moment by the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life like never before. Included in this CD teaching series are David's prayers of impartation for you to begin walking in the supernatural power of God moment by moment every day.
We have had so many miracles with, as I say, body miracles, cancers, every type of sickness. But every believer, first when I show them the miracles, then I come back and teach them, this is your life. You don't need to call David Turner every time you need a healing. You call on Jesus and I show you how.
Now, this is a man that I can tell you from personal experience carries the presence of God. I believe that when you read the book, Seeds of Faith, and the exclusive 3-CD set, Walking in the Miraculous, David's not holding anything back. He wants you to do better than him. I believe we're coming into a time where your plan A will not be doctor anymore. Your plan A will be God, and that's where it should have always been. Anything he can do, you not only must do, you will do.
Don't miss out on getting David Turner's powerful book, Seeds of Faith, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Walking in the Miraculous, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9519. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9519 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Lil DeFin, the great-granddaughter of Smith Wigglesworth. I believe that you can experience the same fire and anointing that my great-grandfather had. Join me on It's Supernatural with Sid Roth and expect a miracle.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.